Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's shiur is on Meseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Hei. The daf begins discussing the brisa which was brought at the bottom of Kuf Da'at and Beis, that Beis Shammai say Mekaneach and Beis Hillel say Madiach. And the Gemara tries to understand, is there a machloikus? And the maskonus Gemara is, Mara machoda umara machoda v'lei pligi. There's no machlokes. Beis Shammai says mekaneach, v'hu hadin madiach, and Beis Hillel say madiach, v'hu hadin mekaneach. So Rashi and Tosfos both understand over here that maskonas haGemara is that after eating gvino, before eating basa, one has to go and do both mekaneach and madiach. And both of these actions are actions which one does to clean out the mouth from any possible remnants of gvino. Mekaneach is by the means of eating, like the Gemara says, pas, something which is hard, and that cleans out the mouth from any shirayim, and madiach has to rinse out the mouth with water, with wine. Now these two, mekaneach and madiach, are pulas which one does to clean out the mouth, but let's not forget that what we learned on Kuf Daladum and Beis, that besides this one has to do as well in tilas yodayim, and that's the gerid of any shirayim which may have gotten stuck to the hands during the process of eating the gvina. The Rishonim have a machlokes over here with Rashi and Tosfos on two nekudas. First nekuda is that where Rashi and Tosfos understand that madiach is also something that one does to rinse out the mouth besides doing mekaneach. So the Rambam over here asks a kasha, and he says, if according to Rashi and Tosfos, the maskana, one has to go and do three polos, one has to do mekaneach and madiach, and that's besides for Natilas Yodayim, so why is it in the Braisa, which Agra quoted on Kuf Daladim and Beis, that the Gemara only discusses Mekaneach and Natilas Yodayim? What happened to madiach? So from here the Ran learns that what our Gemara calls madiach is a secondary name for Natilas Yodayim, and over here the discussion of him between Bisham and Bishillel is whether one has to go and do Mekaneach, which is a way of cleaning out the mouth, and madiach is a way of rinsing off the gvino from the hands, but there's really only, in total, two actions which one has to do after eating gvino, before eating basar. And that's the chayr as well, the shit of the Rambam. In the end of Perek Tes from Hilchos Macholos Asuras, where the Rambam only discusses Netilas Yodayim and Mekaneach, and there's no mention of madiach. That's because he understands, like the shit of the Ran, that what Al Gemara says madiach really refers to another name for Netilas Yodayim. This is what we find in other Rishonim. Chasam Sofer as well brings this from the B'Shem Rabbi Natan and Sefer Yasha, that also argues in Rashi and Tosfos that Madiach really means Natilas Yodayim. Just the Ritva over here says, he brings the Shita, and he says, where else have we ever heard Madiach in connection to Natilas Yodayim? Hadocha is always something to clean out something. Never does that come as a secondary name for Natilas Yodayim. Therefore, Ritva is Machriya, like Rashi and Tosfos, the Madiach is also talking about the Hadochas HaPeh. Another kasha Ritva asks is that according to these Rishonim, if they understand that Madiach really means Natilas Yodayim, if so, how could the Gemara and the Havelman have understood that Bishama and Bishillel are having Machloikas? And the Gemara thought that Bishama, when he says Mekaneach, means Mekaneach v'leiboi Madiach. And according to Bishillel, Madiach v'leiboi Mekaneach. If these two things are two different actions done, Madiach is to the Yodayim and Mekaneach is done to the Peh. So what's the Havmina to think that by doing Mekaneach in the Peh, you're now possibly doing Hadocha in the Yodayim? Or according to Beis Hillel, why by doing Hadocha in the Peh, in the Yodayim, have you in any way dealt with the problem in the Peh? Right? Since according to these Rishonim, Hadocha is Natilas Yodayim and Mekaneach is a way of cleaning out the mouth, why by doing one have you taken care of the other problem? Elamai says the Ritva, from here it's Mochach, that both Mekaneach and Madiach are two ways of cleaning out the mouth. And that's why in the Havim of the Gemara thought there's no need to both. By doing one, you've cleaned out the mouth, no need for the other. And the question only was, which one is the better of the two? And what's going to say Gemara is one has to do both together. So the Chasam Sofer in Chidushim says that of course all the Rishonim who say that the maskonis of Gemara, Madiach means Natilas Yodayim, they also moida that in the Havn of the Gemara, so long as the Gemara thought there's a machloekes over here, and Bisham is saying Mekaneach, Velei Madiach, then of course at that stage in the Gemara, they were also moida to Rashi and Tosfos that Madiach in the Havn also means Hadochas HaPeh. It's only in the maskonis of Gemara, when the Gemara says, Mara Machod, or Mara Machod, Velei Pligi, here the Rishonim had a kasha, and they said, if there's no machloekes, So had the truth been like Rashi and Tosfos, that both Mekaneach and Madiach are both discussing the way of cleaning out the mouth, so why is it that Bishamai only talks about Mekaneach? If you need to do both, Mekaneach and Madiach, why did Bishamai not talk about Madiach? And why did Bishiddel only speak about Madiach and not Mekaneach? Elamai, from here says the Chasam Sofer, the Rishonim learned that it's Mochach, that in the Naskonos of Gemara, once the Gemara said there's no machlokes, the reason why Beit Shammai speaks about Mekaneach and not Madiach, because he's only telling us how we clean out the mouth. And Beis Hillel, who says only Madiach and not Mekaneach, that's because Beis Hillel is only discussing how one cleans the Odaim from the Gvina. And the reason why each one didn't speak about the other one, because each one is focusing on what he's talking about to clean. So Beit Shammai is cleaning the mouth, and Beis Hillel is talking about how one cleans the Odaim. And that's why it's not shver according to these Rishonim. In fact, this was the raya from where they learned that Madiach means Natilas Yodayim. So that's the first machlokes. The first machlokes is, what's Taich Madiach? According to Rashi and Tosfos, and the Ritva Madiach means Hadochas HaPeh, and that's besides the Natilas Yodayim. And according to the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ran, they understand that Hadocha means Hadochas HaYodayim. Shulchan Aruch, we pass them some peites, by the Chit of Rashi and Tosfos, that before eating basar, after gvina, one has to do tilas yodayim, and kinuach, and hadocha, three pulas. Kinuach, hadocha, and hadocha on the peh, and then tilas yodayim is on the yodayim. The second quote over here is that even according to the Chit of Rashi and Tosfos, they understand that both kinuach and hadocha are both in the peh, but the Rashba of Ein Chidushim says that there's no need to go and do both. When the Gemara says, Mara Machoda, and the Gemara says, Beit Shammai says, Mekaneach, for who adin Madiach, that only means that you can do either or. And Beit Shammai chose Mekaneach, who adin you could do Madiach instead of Kinuach. But there's no need to do both. And the Raya that Rashba brings is, the same Raya that we saw the Ram before and brought a Raya to his din, that Adocham is in Tiris Yodayim. And that is, says the Rashba, if you're going to go and tell me that one has to go and do Kinuach, and Hadocha, so why in the Brass of Akram beforehand is there only a mention of Kinuach and Atila Sudaim? Why was there no mention of Hadocha? From here says the Rashba Zaraya that you take never need to do three. You have to do Atila Sudaim. And as far as Kinuach and Hadocha, you can choose which one you want to do. And the Brass of Akram chose to speak about Kinuach. But Rashi and Tosfos, they understand that one has to do both Kinuach and Hadocha. Says B'chasim Sefer, what's Takab Shat? Why Takab is it necessary according to Rashi and Tosfos to do both Kinuach and Hadocha? The reason for this is, because we find later on in the Gemara, that after Achilas Basar, one cannot eat Gevina until the next Suda. And there's a famous Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam, what the reason for this is. Shittas Rashi is, because when one eats Basar, then the Basar gives a certain Shumam, it covers the mouth with a certain fatness of the meat, and that doesn't go away straight away. That takes a while to go away, and therefore one has to wait till the next Suda, until that Shumam has gone away. That's Shittas Rashi. On the other hand, Shittas HaRambam is that that's not the reason. The reason why one has to wait is because when one eats basar, then strands of meat tend to get stuck in the teeth. And if you're going to go and eat gvina, you're eating basar b'cholov, and therefore one has to wait until these strands of meat on this akel b'piv, they get completely, they lose their din basar, and then one can continue eating gvina. Says the Chasam Sofer, just like after eating basar, we have these two reasons. So after Gvino, even though one doesn't have to wait the same amount of time, but one has to go and do Kinuach and Hadocha for these two inyanim. And that's it, says the Chasam Sofer. Kinuach, as the Gemara says, one has to go and eat Dovah Koshe, as the Gemara says, Paschitim, or other Macholim. The reason for this is, says the Chasam Sofer, that's to get rid of any Chatichos of Gvino, which may be stuck Bein HaShinayim, and by eating another Machol, that's going to move away and clean out any Shirayim, which may be stuck in the mouth. On the other hand, says the Chasam Sofer, the idea of doing Hadocha, which is to rinse out the mouth with water or with yain, according to the Shittah of Rashi and Tosfos, that's to get rid of the tam. That's why Rashi and Tosfos say that one has to go and do both Kinuach and Hadocha. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings Omar of Chista. Ochal basar, osu lechel gvina. Gvina mutre lechel basar. As we know, there's a difference between what you eat first. If you eat basar first, then there's an iser to go and eat gvina afterwards. Where if you have gvina first, you're allowed to go and have basar afterwards, provided you do, like we had learned from the Gemara beforehand, Natilas Yodayim, Kinuach, and Hadocha. So Rashi explains, why is it that after Achilas basar, there's an iser lechel gvina? Says Rashi, Mishum de basar moitzi shumon. Basar gives off a fatty taste. V'u nidbak bepeh, and that gets stuck inside the mouth, umarf batanyoi, and stays for a long while in the mouth. And therefore, if you're going to go and have gvino afterwards, you'll be eating gvino with the tam of basar. And therefore, Chazal said, one has to wait. One has to wait, like the Gemara is going to tell us later on, the shir of zman, in which this taste goes away. That's Rashi Shita. The Rambam, in the end of Perek Tes, Mehilchos Macholos Asurus, gives a different reason. He says, the reason why after eating basar, we may not eat gvino, that's because basar has a tendency for pieces or strands of meat to get stuck in the teeth. And therefore, without realizing, after you've finished eating the basar, you still have something left bein hashinayim. And if you're going to go and continue eat gvino now, then you're eating basar b'chalav. And therefore, Chazal said, one has to wait. And the idea of waiting is, because by the time you wait, even if the basar is still bein hashinayim, but it's already nis'akel, it already loses, during the course of time it's been in the mouth, it loses its din of basar and is no longer basar. And therefore, even if you eat it there, after the 6 hours, like we're going to see later on, therefore it's not considered basar, and there's no problem to eat it even with gevina. So according to Rashi, it's because of the taste which is stuck in the mouth, and according to the Rambam, it's about the pieces of basar which get stuck bein hashinayim. So the tour in the beginning of Simen Pei Tes brings these two shittas, the shitta of Rashi and the shitta of the Rambam. And he explains and he says that each of these two shittas have a kula and a chumra. According to Rashi, that the reason is because of the taste of the basar which is stuck, which remains in your mouth after finishing the achil of the basar, says the Torah, then there's a kula. Because if so, this tam is only there when you actually eat basar. But what happens if somebody wants to go along and give basar to a young child, but the basar is too hard, so he first chews the basar himself, and only after he finishes chewing it, then he gives it over to the young child. So here, according to Rashi, since the adult didn't actually do the achil of the basar, he was only loyes the basar, he only chewed the basar, there will not be any tam. Whereas according to the Rambam, since you actually chew the basar, that's really a good enough reason for pieces of meat to be stuck bein hashinayim. And you would still, according to the Rambam, have to wait the necessary amount of time between basar and gvina. That's the kula according to Rashi and the chumra according to the Rambam. On the other hand, says the Torah, what happens if you find the chaticha of basar after the 6 hours? So here, according to the Rambam, since the whole idea of waiting the 6 hours was to make that piece of meat no longer have a din of basar, that he can go ahead and eat the gvino even with that piece of basar and bein hashinayim, because that basar is the readiness akil. So that's the kula according to the Rambam, whereas according to Rashi, since the whole idea of the 6 hours is just to get rid of the tam, so we have no makor that the time has any effect on the basar itself. And therefore, according to Rashi, even after 6 hours, if you do find the chaticha of basar there, you will not be able to continue eating that. You'll have to first take out the chaticha of basar from Yishinayim, and only then to be able to go and have your gvina. So that's the first nafkamina between the Rashi and the Rambam. The Knesset HaGdolim writes another nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam. And that is, what happens if somebody's not eating basar itself, but he's having a tavshil shal basar. He's having a meat soup. In this soup, there's no shirayin, there's no pieces of basar at all. So according to Rashi, since this soup has the tam of the basar, then here too, when you eat this soup, then this soup is also going to give a tam of basar, and therefore you will not be able to go and have gvino until you wait the 6 hours. Whereas according to the Rambam, since over here there's no chashash of bein hashinayim, because there is no chatichos of basar here, then you can go ahead and eat gvino straight away. And the Taz in Sifkot and Gimel writes yet a third nafkimina. That is what the Rambam brings down, the shitta, that some of Machmer, that even after eating gvino kosher umasulas, which was very good and old cheese, then some had the minhag to wait the same amount of time as you would after basar. So if you hold that after basar you wait 6 hours, over here as well, after eating this gvino kosher and masulas, they would also have to wait 6 hours. Says the Taz, this can only be understood according to Rashi. According to Rashi, who says the reason why one has to wait after basar is because of the tam, so to this type of gvino, which is the old good cheese, this also can give a very strong taste in the mouth, in which even after gvino sometimes you have to wait the same amount of time to get rid of the taste. Whereas according to the Rambam, but the Rambam holds that the reason why you have to wait is because of the chatichos of basar bein hashinayim. It's only because we learn from the pasuk which says habasar idenu bein shineim. That's where we see that you have to wait such a long time to make the basar be considered nisakil, no longer have a din of basar. Whereas by gvino, We don't have such a pasuk, and even, and therefore, according to the Rambam, even after a short while, you could be able to go and have a gevina, a basar. Because even though that gevina may be stuck in your mouth, but there's no pasuk which shows us it has a din of gevina, and even after a short while, it's ready nisakel, and it no longer has a din of gevina. So that's the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam with the 3.5 geminas. According to Rashi, it's out the term. And according to the Rambam, it's because of the Bein HaShinayim. And the 3.5 geminas are, number one, like the Torah says, about what's the halacha if you only loyes the basar and not oichel the basar. The Knesset HaGdolah's 9.5 geminas, what happens if you're having a meat soup? There's no chatichas of basar, there's only tam. And the third 9.5 gemina is the 9.5 gemina of the Taz, about will the same din apply to Gevina as well? Just, the Bach asks, a peledig akash on the Rambam, how can the Rambam go and say that the reason why after eating basar, when one may not have gevina, that's because of basar bin hashinayim? So how does one learn the Gemara if so? The Gemara continues to be here, and the Gemara says, Omri Rav Acha bar Yosef Rav Chista, basar shebein hashinayim mahu. What's the halacha as far as the basar bin hashinayim? Kari alei, so the Gemara says, that Rav Chista quotes the basar which says, ha basar oidenu bein shinayim. So basically in the Kuntur Rashi, the Pshat in the Gemara Shaila is, even though we said after eating basar, one has to wait the 6 hours, that's just to get rid of the tam. But what happens if you still, after the 6 hours, you find the chaticha basar? So then, is that considered basar? Or maybe we say that after the 6 hours, it's already considered nisakel, to which the Gemara says, that we learn from the pasuk, ha basar idenu ben shinayim, that the basar ben shinayim still maintains its din of basar even after a long time, and therefore you'll have to take out those chatichas of basar before you begin to eat the gvina. But according to the Rambam, the Gemara is a pele. Since Rabbi Chista already told us beforehand that after eating basar, one may not eat gvina. And the time, the reason the Rambam says is because we're choishesh for the basar, which is bein hashinayim. If so, what's then the shaila which the Gemara discusses, basar shbein hashinayim mahu? Wasn't this the reason and the cause for why bichalal, after eating basar, we may not have gvina? So what's now the new Shaila? So asks the Bach in Simen Pei Tes. So the Bach answers and says that of course we already were aware of the reason why we have to wait according to the Ram is because Basar Bein HaShinayim. Just the Gemara Shaila was that maybe Enachanama, if we have a suffix whether there's Basar there or not, one has to wait until the Suda Acheres, which is Shei Shois, until there's been a proper Ikul. But what happens if somebody comes along and he does Nikul HaPeh? He himself goes along and cleans out his mouth and looks to see if there's any shirayim of basar, maybe that would be a solution, in which case he wouldn't have to wait, because he's done a proper bedika. And that was the shayla. Basar bein hashinayim mahu, if the person himself went and was boidek, and cleaned out the mouth, maybe then he won't have to wait. To which the Gemara says, ha-basar oidenu bein shinayim, that there's no way out, there's no way to, even if you're going to do a bedika, but there may be something small left, and therefore one always has to be choishesh, that there may be something left, and always wait l'suda acheres. The Tiferes Yaakov says another pshat, and he says that the Rambam was also moided to Rashi, that there's also a reason of tam habasar, that with choishesh, like Rashi says, that some of the fat got stuck to the mouth. Just, had that been the reason, then one wouldn't have to wait so long till Suda Acheres. Maybe even the short while after the Suda, that tam already leaves the mouth. And therefore the Shaila of the Gemara was, Enochanama, one has to wait. Then is the reason because of tam, in which case one could wait a short while, or is the reason because of the basar bein shinayim, in which case one would have to wait a while longer? To which the answer to Gemara was, habasar bein shinayim, the main chashash is over here because of the basar which is bein shinayim, and since that's the chashash, one has to wait until the end of the ikul, which is sheish shois. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara tells us, what's taka the shir? One has to wait after eating basar until one can eat gvina. And the Gemara says, the Marukva says, that bahasu doso dolay achilna, the sudoso achrita achilna. The shear one has to wait is the shear from one suda and until the next suda. So Rav Rishenim understand that since Bizman Chazal, they used to have 2 sudas a day, from a suda shachris to a suda arvis, therefore, if somebody had basar in a Suda Shachris, one would have to wait until the Suda de Arvis, which as the Rishonim say, that's a hamtona of Sheish Shois. One has to wait 6 hours in between the Achil of Basar and the Achil of Gvina. But this is the big machlok to Rishonim. Tosfos over here in the Ramaskal Sudasa Achrita Achilna, Tosfos says, no, that we're not talking about over here these 2 Sudas of Suda Shachris and Suda Arvis. And our figure of the altar, says Tosfos, even immediately after you had the Suda Basar, Im Silik HaShulchan Ubeirach, if you took away the shulchan and you had Rav Samozin, you're immediately allowed to go and have a sudav gvina. And says Tosfos, the reason for this is to loy plug rabbanon. So according to Tosfos, which is a very cool of the Geshita, Tosfos says, so long as you finish the sudav bafsar and you begin a new sudav, even if the second sudav is immediately after the first sudav, you're already allowed to go and have gvina. So Teres Chaim over here asks, he says, we just now spoke by Arichus Gedoyla, a machloikz between Rashi and the Rambam, which come to explain, why is it that after Basar, when it's forbidden to eat Gvina, and Rashi says the reason is because the time of the Basar, and the Rambam says it's because the Basar Shebein HaShinayim, says the Teres Chaim, Teresus the Chayra doesn't go, not with the Rashi, not with the Rambam. Because according to both of the Biurim we spoke about, that what solves these problems is time. When you wait amount of time, the time takes gets rid of the taste. The time gives an ikul on the basar. But the Taisa seems to go and say that even the altar, you can have a suda's gvina, provided it's in a different suda, and you're masalik the shulchan you did berach samazon. Even though there was no time between the two sudas, it's still mutar. How can this be? So according to Taisa, why taka after eating basar can't eat gvina straight away? Anyway, it's not about time, because you can have the second Suda la'alta. So why b'chalal did Chazal say that also lechol gvina until the next Suda? Says the Teres Chaim. Ba'al Korchuk, we have to say that Tosfos Taka argues with Rashi and the Rambam. And Tosfos has a new pshat. Do you know why after eating basar one can't eat gvina? It's only because Chazal wanted to make a heker. Chazal wanted to show us, and to be marachik a person, chas v'shol, not eating gvina and basar in the same suda, Chazal said, to prevent this, they said, you cannot eat gvina until you begin an entirely new suda. But it's not that about taking care of the tam or of the basar ben shinai. No. Those don't seem to be a problem with contrasis. It's only a new gzeira, a new takon that Chazal said, that one can only eat gvina when you begin the next suda. Just asks the Teres Chaim, if the reason is only because of a heker, so why is it that only after eating basar, Chazal made this heker to have gvina in the next suda? L'chari, the same idea ought to apply, even if you had the suda of gvina, then you have to be careful not to eat basar until the next suda. And this remains the Teres Chaim, the Tzor Chilin and Tosfos, that since according to Tosfos, the pshat must be because of a heker, therefore why should there be enough gemina about eating a suda of basar, or eating a suda of gvina? So the Badei HaShulchan, in Siman Pei Tes, he says a different pshat in Tosfos, and he's medayek Tosfos. Tosfos finishes off and says that the reason why he allows you to even to have gvino la altar, if you masalik the shulchan and yidberch samozon, to loy plug rabbonon. So it's mashman Tosfos that meikradin, they shouldn't really be. Meikradin, one should have to wait a certain amount of time. It's only because loy plug rabbonon. Says the Badei HaShulchan that of course Tosfos is also moida, that the reason why Chazal Masakan after eating a Suda Basar one can't have Gvina is taka like Rashi and the Rambam say. And that's why, of course, the real takana was to wait. Just Chazal said that since B'derech Klal, people don't have Sudas one after the next. And normally there is a Hefsek between one Suda and the next. And since normally there is a Hefsek, normally within that time with which you wait between one Suda and the other Suda, that time really solves the problems of both Tam and Bein HaShinayim. And therefore Chazal made the takona that after eating basar one has to wait until the next Suda. But once Chazal established the takona and they said until the next Suda, now if a person wants to go and have a Suda straight away, Chazal said, Loi plug rabbonon. Since anyway this whole Issa is only a chumrub rabbonon. It's only a chumrub because Meikra then there's no Issa b'chal menater to eat basar and drink it together. It's only a chumra and a chok a gedoyloch. So Chazal said, that loy plug, since b'derech klal, in most cases, when you wait from one suda to the other suda, there's no chashash of tam and bein hashinayim. So even if in the one off occasion, a person's gonna have a second suda immediately after the first suda, loy plug rabbon. And that's what Tosfos says over here, that of course, mi'ikra din, the idea was about waiting until the next suda, because the next suda is gonna be a while later, in which during this time, you'll take care of the chashash of the tam and the chashash of bein hashinayim. Since it's only Rabbanon, and therefore they made a little plug Rabbanon, and they said even if you had the other Suda immediately afterwards, you can go and have Gvina straight away, little plug Rabbanon. So Al-Khaponim, that shit is that Jesus. But the shit of Rav Rishen, like we said before, is that like the shit of the Rambam, and say Perktas Milch Macharas Asuras, and the Rosh over here, they go and say that of course when Maruka went along and said that he never wouldn't eat Gvina until the next Suda, this means from the Suda of Shachris, until the Suda of Arvis. Says the Rosh, this is Sheishois, and therefore one has to be careful not to have Gevina less than 6 hours after the Achila of Bosa. So the Shulchan Aruch in Beit Tes and Aleph, the Mechava Paskins like the Ram and the Rosh, the one has to have Sheishois. The Ramah starts by bringing the Shita of Tosfos. Tosfos holds that when it's enough to go and have Siluk of the Shulchan and Bechsam Ozoin, and he adds and he says that you have to have as well Kinuach and Adocha. So the Prima Godin brings from Dibri Chamudas that asks, according to Tosfos, why does one have to have Kinuach and Adocha? Whoever spoke about Kinuach and Adocha, Kinuach and Adocha was only mentioned after eating Gvino before Basa. But after eating Basa, whatever the Gemara gives, that it's also Lechel Gvino, and you have to wait. So according to Tosfos, since you have to wait until the next Suda, whoever said one has to have Kinuach and Adocha. So the Matthew Yonason reminds us of Tosfos in the previous Talmud, where there Tosfos brought, the Gemara brought, the Braisa of Agra, where the Braisa says that Oifu Gvino, that halacha is necholim ba'afikoyren, and then one does not have to have kinuach and etinas yodayim. And Tosfos there was medayak from the Gemara that it's mashma that when you have gvino and then bosa, then you need to have kinuach and etinas yodayim. And said Tosfos, because if you'd say that what's mentioned kinuach and etinas yodayim means that after eating bosa or before gvino you have to have kinuach and etinas yodayim, so the words of Tosfos are, if that were to be the case, right, if we're talking about that you had bosa or techilo, says Tosfos, afilu b'netilo b'kinuach lo yisagi ad suda achrita. Says it wouldn't be enough, it wouldn't suffice with just having kinuach until it's your time until the next suda. Says the Matthew Yonis and it's mashman Tosfos, but al kaponim, when you do wait till the next suda, you still need kinuach until it's your time. Because otherwise Tosfos ought to have said that if a tumah you had basa first, then you never need kinuach until it's your time, you only need suda achrita. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, which is mashman Tosfos, that even when you have bosa and then gvino, and you have to wait till suda achrita, you still need to have kinuach and tiris yodayim. And the hesber is the chayra. Since Tosfos over here is telling us that one can have the second suda immediately after the first suda, if so, just like after eating gvino, one has to have kinuach and adocha. So after Basu, you have to wait till the next Suda, but since it's going to happen after as well, so you can't end up being more kal than after Gvino. And just like after eating Gvino, you have to do Kinuach and Adocha, therefore Tosfos the Shepasei holds. That's so too, even after eating Basu, you have to wait till the next Suda, but since sometimes waiting for the next Suda can be right away la alter, therefore here as well, you're going to have to go and do Kinuach and Adocha. Whereas according to the other Rishon, behold, after eating Basu, you have to wait Shei Shois. And of course, if you're anyway eating Shei Shois, then there's no need to go and do Kinuach and Adocha. And so explains in the Sefer Yad Yehuda. The Ramah continues, and another Ramah brings a third Shita. He says, Haminag ha-poshub imdino is elu, la-hamtin achar achilas ha-bosu sha'o, o birkas ha-mozoin, va-achakach oichlin gvino. The minig was that they used to wait 1 hour, and after waiting 1 hour and doing Birkas HaMozoin, then you could go and eat Gvino. So Tosfos seems to go and say straight away. So long as it's a new Suda, then you can have Gvino straight away. The Rambam and the Rosh say you have to wait 6 hours. And the minig was to go and eat 1 hour Birkas HaMozoin and then eat Gvino. So the Tazo there brings in the Trumas HaDeshen that this Shita was like a Pshara. They didn't want to make a Miyad like the Shita of Tosfos to have the second Suda straight away Gvino. So they waited, they had an hour. Says the Taz, but there's really no remez for this shir. It's like a made-up shir, because it's either straight away or 6 hours. Where did the shir come from? 1 hour. But the Bi'ar Agro, over there on the Ramah, and the Pri-Chodesh, they bring a Maramokim, they write, the Zohar Kodesh writes in Paras Mishpatim, to call man the Ochal Hai Mechla Kechoda, whoever eats Basar and Cholub together, Oy B'Shaita Choda, Oy Sudosa Choda. So they say that it's mashma over here that b'shaita choda means within 1 hour, and oisudosa choda means within one suda. So provided that you're not eating in the same hour, or you're not eating in the same suda, that's where you have to have birkas hamazon, and then it's okay. So from here, say the achrayim is arrived to the shita of the minig that they wouldn't wait; they would wait an hour. So now you're not in the shaita choda, and they would do birkas hamazon, so you're not in sudosa choda, and then you can go along and eat gvina straight away. The place he says that what the Zohar Kodesh uses the term Shaita Choda isn't a raya, because Shaita Choda doesn't necessarily mean it's in the same hour on the clock. The Pri Chodesh and the Goyim understanding that Shaita Choda means an hour. that the day is made up of 24 hours, and one of those hours, that's what the Zohar Kodesh means when it means Shat HaChada. So the place, that doesn't necessarily mean, have to mean that. Shat HaChada could also mean in the same unit of time. And that says the place, it could go according to Rambam as well, because from afternoon until evening is one unit of time, and that's what the Zohar Kodesh means, Shat HaChada. And the place himself suggests a different pshat in the Shitta. And he says that really, this Shitta also understands, like the Rambam and Rashi, that the idea of waiting an hour is about iku. It's about the food becoming misakel in his body. Just the Rambam holds that you have to wait till the end of iku, and the end of iku is 6 hours. Whereas this Shitta holds that the tchilas iku begins already after 1 hour. And if the Machlokes says, do we go with the beginning of the iku or the end of the iku? So these are the three Shittas which we have over here. According to the Rambam and the Rosh, the Shir is 6 hours. According to the Tosfos, it's already in the next Suda. And the minhag is to go and wait 1 hour. And Birch Samal Zayn. So the Poskim, right, the Poskim down, the Shachim Taz bring down the Mashal, the Vadim Ikra Adin, one has to wait, like the Shit of the Rambam and Rosh, has to be 6 hours. The Ramah finishes off, and the Ramah says, Hamadak the Kim, Lahamtin Sheish Shois, the Madakim should wait after 6 hours. Achar Achilas Bosor Ligivina. So Rav Yehuda's Madaik and the Loshna of the Ramah, that he says, Achar Achilas Bosor, which is mashma, only if you mamish eating Bosor, then does one have to be machmi like the shit of the Ram and the Rosh to wait 6 hours. Which is mashma, says Rav Yehuda, that if you didn't actually eat the Bosor, just you aloyes the Bosor, you chew the Bosor, which like we mentioned early on, this is one of the nafkiminutes which the Torah says in between the Rambam and Rashi. So here it says the Rikim Eger, it's enough. Here we can falozach, we can rely on this shitta to have 1 hour. So what's the pshat in Rikim Eger? Pshat in Rikim Eger is like this. Because really it's like a svek sveka. Because first we have the machloekes over here, do we pass like the shitta the Rambam have to have 6 hours, or like the other shittas that it's less than 6 hours? 1 hour. Even if we're going to be machmer, like the shitta has to have 6 hours, but still, maybe that's only with achilas basar. Mashenkum, you're only chewing the basar. That's machmer, like Zerash and the Rambam. And therefore, in such a case, you have a svek sveka, and therefore you can go to kula, and be makel with just 1 hour. In the same Tshuvas Varhogus, from a Rosh Sternbuch Shlita, so in Chelik Aleph, in Tov Lamad Aleph, they bring from the Sefer Vayas Avraham, which is a Tshuva from Avraham Chechenov. And he says like this, he says, since the idea of the 6 hours over here is all about ikul, it's all about, like we said, making sure that the boss is nesakel in the person, either according to Rashi to get rid of the tam, or according to Ramam to get rid, to make the boss be in a shenan, not within a boss, or whatever the case, it's all about ikul. Therefore, says the Vayas Avraham, there's something else which also does ikul, and that is sheino, sleep. When a person goes to sleep, it also has an effect, and it creates an ikul. The food gets digested in his body, and therefore, says the Vyasa Brahma Kula, that what happens if somebody went to sleep after eating basar, and he woke up less than 6 hours after finishing the basar, he can go and eat gvina immediately. Because since he's had a shena, and shena has the same effect that 6 hours would, and therefore he can go along and eat gvina. So Rav Shtarmuch over there brings, he says that even though this is what the Vyasa Brahma says, but he has a kasha, because he brings from a sefer Zichron Nemoisha, which brings down the anhogas of the Chasam Sefer. But there he writes, the Chasam Sefer Lachatchila, Taka also came out with this kula, that said that after sleeping, that self takes care of ikul, and therefore you don't have to wait 6 hours. But the Chasam Sefer himself prepared himself a coffee, a milchad coffee, after he slept, less than 6 hours after he finished eating basar. And what happened was, the coffee spilled. So the Chasam Sofer says this is a siman that we shouldn't be doing like this. And from this the Chasam Sofer learned, and he changed his psak, and it was much more that we say lo plo grabanon, and even after sleep, it's still only 6 hours. Joseph Moshe Sternbuch over there asks, that why taka? If the psak halacha is that sheino is like ikul, and that's why the Chasam Sofer Chatchila held that way. So how is it just because of the siman of the coffee spilling, you change the psak. Don't we pass on Torah Le'Bashemayim here? And even when there's signs from heaven, Torah Le'Bashemayim here. So he says, Moshe Danbuch says, Shtikel Ashkofa. He says that Abad, it's not because of the simon of the coffee spilling, that's why he changed the psak. Just that Tzadikim from Klal Yisrael, like Chasam Sofer, who was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, they use this as a siman, not to say the psak is wrong, it's a siman that they should do a chazor on the sugya. And surely the Chassid Sefer afterwards went along and did the chazor on the sugya. And he was mevaro the sugya again until he takhle found out there's mokum lehachmir. And with this he wants to explain as well, there's a story about the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon wanted to establish in his kloyes in Vilna to do brichas kohanim even chutz laretz. And the night before, the next morning, which he had intended to begin this minig, he was taken off to prison. They made some libel against him. They took him off to prison. And from this, the Gaon Taka also changed the psak, and he didn't begin the brichas kohanim. And he saw Salanta asked, Terelim Hashemayi, how can you use this as a siman? Says the Rosh Sternbuch, the same idea. Of course, it wasn't just the siman itself, which from this it changed his mind. The siman was only a cause for them to go along and do chazor nachum on the sugya, and to come out and to find out that maybe the halacha is takanish tazoy, and the taka proved that, not from the raya, not from the story, but they came out, but again, after the chazor, again the sugya, the halacha is nishtazoy. The Gemara continues further down the Amud, and the Gemara says, Amar Avidi bar Ovin, Amar Av Yitzchok bar Ashion, Mayim Rishoinim Mitzvah, V'acharoinim Choyva. The Gemara tells us there's a difference between the Mayim Rishoinim, which is done at the beginning of the Suda, and the Mayim Acharoinim, which is done at the end of the Suda. The Mayim Rishoinim is considered only a Mitzvah, whereas the Mayim Acharoinim is considered a Choyva. And Rashi tells us over here that a Choyva is a Difami Mitzvah. A Choyva is a higher level of Chiyuv than Mitzvah. And Rashi says the Gemara on the base will explain why. So the Gemara on the base tells us that the reason why one has to do Mayim Achroinim is because since the minig was that they used to eat Bishas the Suda, they used to eat Melach. And Melach had within it Melach Sodomis, which if was touched into the eyes would bring blindness. And therefore Chazal Masakan, that because of Sakona, one has to do Mayim Achroinim to get rid of any Melach Sodomis which may be found on the hands. And since it's a question of Sakona, that's why it's a much higher level of Chiyuv than of Mitzvah. So Tosis over here in Dibur HaMaschil, Mayim Rishonim, Tosis is Madaik from our Gemara, that it's Mashma, that the Chiyuv of Mayim Achroinim is only because of Melach Sodomis, which is Sakono, and that's why it's considered a Choyva. But it's Mashma that there is no Mitzvah at all. Asks Tosis from a Sugya in Brochus, Dafnum Gimel. There the Gemara darshans from a Pasuk which says, V'hiskadishtem v'hiyisem kedoshim ki kodosh oni. Says the Gemara, V'hiskadishtem eilu Mayim Rishonim, Ve'isam kedoshim elu mayim achronim. Asks Tosfos, it's mashmon this Gemara that just like the mayim rishonim is a mitzvah, and we learn this from the pasuk and asmacht midrabanon from v'iskadishtem, so too mayim achronim is also a mitzvah, which is learned from the pasuk ve'isam kedoshim. So how is it that in our Gemara it's mashma that mayim achronim is only a choiva and not a mitzvah? So Tosfos continues and says that from our Gemara's mevuah, that what the Gemara over there says, v'yisem kedoshim is mayim achronim, that's not the makor. That's only nasmachta ba'alma. But really, the makor and the reason for mayim achronim is only because of melach sadoimis, because of sakono. And that's why the Gemara over here doesn't bring at all that there's a din of mitzvah in mayim achronim. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, on the sugi over there, in Daf Memum Da'alef in Medafi Arif, he answers the kasha differently, and he says there's no stira. Because Enochanama, Mayim Achroinim really has two dinim. On the one hand, it has the din of a mitzvah, and that we learn from the pasuk over here, Yisem Kedoshim. What Al Gemara is coming to add and to say that besides it being a mitzvah, it has as well a choiva, because of the sakon of Melach Sodomis. And the Gemara means to tell us, like Rashi says, that Mayim Achroinim has a choiva, which is a higher level of chiyuv than of a regular mitzvah, as we'll soon see the Nafkiminis. And our Gemara has come to say that besides it being a mitzvah, because of the Yisem Kedoshim, there's also a chiyuv in Pnei HaSakona. He then brings the shita of the She'iltas Drabachoy, in Parshas Yisroi, She'ilta Nun Dalad, where the She'iltas answers the kasha slightly differently, and he says that this chiyuv, which we learn from the Yisem Kedoshim, which is the mitzvah of Matilas Dai Mayim Achroinim, this mitzvah was only said to the Mavarech. The minig b'zman Chazal was that when there was a Zimun, then there was the Mavarech, he used to be Moitzi everyone else, Yidei Choyvas Birkas HaMazon, and therefore says the She'iltas, it's only on the Mavarech Birkas HaMazon, who he is the one who's being Moitzi Shem Shamayim, he needs to go and do Matilas Yodayim Mayim Achroinim because of the Pasuk of Yisem Kedoshim, because of the mitzvah. Whereas all the other Masubin, since they are not Mazker Shem Shomayim, they are only listening to the Mavarech, they don't have this Chiyuv of Yisem Kedoshim. And for them, they only have to go and do Netilas Mayim Achroinim because of Mipnei HaSakona, because of Melach Sadoimis. And therefore says the Shiltas that the Sugya in Brachas is talking about the Mavarech,
Whereas our sugi is talking about the other masubin, and since the other masubin don't have the mitzvah of isim kedoshin, they only have the mitzvah, they only have the chiyuv of pnei sakona because of melech sadoimis. So the Bach, in some Kuf Pei Aleph, the Bach asks, how can the she'ildos go and say there's a chiluk between the mevorech, because he's the one who's being moiti shem shamayim, and the masubin, since they're not being moiti shem shamayim, they don't have this mitzvah. But as we know, the klal is shemeya koine. And since these people, the Masubin al Shulchan, they are being Yoitze Berchus HaMozmin Shemeh Koine, and not only that, that even answering Amen on all the brachas, therefore just like on the Mevorech, he has a Chiyuv of Netilas Yodayim Ayim Achroinim because of Shem Shemayim, so to the other Masubin, since they are being Yoitze Berchus HaMozmin Shemeh Koine, they should also have to do Mayim Achroinim because of the Shem Shemayim, which they are doing on the day Shemeh Koine. So asks the Bach on the Shitta of the Sheiltas. So maybe one can answer this kash of the Bach by being machtim, a famous machalik rishonim, Tosfos and Brachos of Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Tosfos over there bringing the shita of Rashi in Sukkot of Lamud Ches that said that somebody who's in the middle of Shemoneh Esra and he hears the Shliach Tzibur saying Kaddish HaKedusha, says Rashi that you should keep quiet and listen to how the Chazan says Kedusha, and with that you're being Yoitza Kedusha with Shemea Koina, and then continue davening Shemoneh Esra. But Tosis brings that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, they argued with Rashi, and they said, Adarabba, if you're going to be quiet and try to be Yoitza Kedusha with Shemea Koine, so with that, it's as if you've been mafzik in the middle of Shemoneh Esra, because since Shemea Koine means that by listening, it's as if you yourself are saying the words of Kedusha, so you're being mafzik Shemoneh Esra with Kedusha, and you can't do that, and therefore they argued with Rashi. So the stipula over there in Brachos Simnud Beis is mazrid the Sherish Machloikis over here between Rashi against the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri is how to understand Shemea Koine. That the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, they understand Shemea Koine is that by being Shemea, the Shmia itself is considered as if you've said the words. Shmia is a form of speech. And therefore by being Shemea, it's as if you've actually said the words you're listening to. And therefore that's why they hold that one can't be Yotza Kedusha in the middle of Shemoneh Esra, because by doing so, it's as if you've actually said the Kedusha, in which case it's a Hefsek. Whereas, Rashi holds, Shemea Koina doesn't mean that by being Shemea, it's as if you've actually said the words. Shemea Koina means that since you're listening to the Moitzi, with this you can be Yotza with his speech. But you yourself, you haven't said anything, you just, that gives you the right to be mitzaref and to use the mitzvah which he's doing. And therefore Rashi holds that when you're silent in the middle of Shemoneh Esra, therefore you yourself haven't said anything. But that Shmiya allows you to be Yoitza with the Kedusha which is being said by the Shliach Tzibur. And that's how you can be Yoitza, and nevertheless it's not considered a Hafsaka. And the Stipler says that this is also the well-known Machloikus Achroinim, which there is between the Beis Halevi and the Chazon Ish. The Beis Halevi discusses what's the halacha if a Kohen would like to do Birchas Koyanim, but he doesn't have the koyach to go and actually say the Bracha Yivarechacha. So he asks his fellow Kohen to be Moitzi him, the Birchas Koyanim. Would that work? Would that be considered as if the Shemea is Koyna and as if he's also been Mevarech? Says the Beis Halevi, no, this won't work. Why, says the Beis Halevi? Because even though we have a klal of Shemea Koine, but since by Birchas Koine we have a special halacha, that the bracha must be said b'koil rom, it must be said loudly, so over here, even though Shemea Koine is as if the Shemea has actually said the Birchas Koine, but that won't enable him to be considered as if he said it b'koil rom. And since you're lacking the condition of a koil rom, it's not considered to be yoytze Birchas Koyanim. And therefore, says the Beis Halevi, Birchas Koyanim will not work with Shemea Koine. The Chazon Ish, on the other hand, he argues and he says that apparently the Beis Halevi was understanding Shemea Koine, that the Shmia itself is a form of speech. And therefore, says the Beis Halevi, that Birchas Koyanim, even though it's a form of speech, but it's a very faint and quiet speech, it won't qualify for Birchas Koyanim, which requires koil rom. But, says the Chazon Ish, that's not the pshat. He brings many rayas to prove that Shemea Koine isn't that it's considered the speech of the Shemea. Shemea Koine means that since you're being Shemea from the person who's being Moitzi, you can be mitzaref to his dibur. And therefore you're Yoitza with his dibur. And since you're being Yoitza with his dibur, if so says the Chaznish, since the Koine is being Moitzi you, he is saying it b'koil rom, so by the you being Shemea from him, you're actually getting his dibur, which is Dama Koil Rom, and therefore would work with Berchas Koinim too. So now, l'chayra, according to this machaloikas, rishonim and achronim, we can maybe understand over here the machaloikas between the Bach and the she'iltas. The Sheiltas, he's the one who seems to say that my machroinim is only a din in the moitzi acher midei chivoson. But the other people sitting around the table and being yotzi berchus hamozayin mipi hamazamein, they do not need to do my machroinim because they're not being moitzi shem shamayim. Maybe the Sheiltas, he holds like the shitta of Rashi, who holds that even when you're Shemeya in middle Shemeya Esra, it's not considered a Hefzik, because it's not as if the Shemeya himself has actually said Kedusha. He's only being Yoitza Kedusha, Mipi HaMoitzi. And like the Chaznish also understands by Berchas Kohenim, that it's not as if by being Shemeya, this is his speech itself. It's only a form of being Yoitze from the Moitzi speech. And therefore, if so over here as well, by Berchas HaMozayin, Enochanama, you're being Yoitze Berchas HaMozayin Shemeya Koine, that is, you're being Yoitze with the speech, with the Dibur of the Moitzi, of the Mezamein. But who actually says Shem Shemaim? That was only him. You're just being Yoitze with his speech. So just like Rashi says, that by Shemeya Koine, it's not considered a Hefzik because it's not your Dibur, based on the same principle, we can understand as well the Sheiltas, why the Shoimim would not need to go and do Ma'am Achroinim, because they're not being Yotzei Shemaim, they're being Yotzei with the Bracha of the Mevarich, of the Mezamein, whereas the Bach apparently holds that Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, who they hold that by Shemeya Koine it's considered mamish as if you've actually said the words of Kedush in the middle of Shemeya Esra, and that's why they say it won't work to use Shemeya Koine, it's considered a Hefzik, and that's why the Bach asks in the Sheiltas, based on this, if so Shemeya Koine, by you being Shemeya Berch Samoz Min Piyam Avorech, it is as if you actually said Shem Shamayim, and therefore just like the Mezamein would have to do Ma'am Achroinim, for the same reason, the Shoimim would also have to do Ma'am Achroinim, and that's why the Sheiltas asks, that's what the Bach asks in the Sheiltas. Lemaisa, both what the Rebbeinu Yoina and the Kash of the Bach is a shtickle of pellet, because the Sheiltas inside, in Parshas Yisro, Sheiltan and Dalad, he doesn't say like the Rebbeinu Yoina quotes from him. Rebbeinu Yoina quoted from the Sheiltas having said that the reason why it's a din in the Vorech is because he's the one who's being Moitzi Shem Shemaim. But the Sheiltas says something else. The Sheiltas says like this. He says that this din of Mayim Achroinim is only when one is being Mevorech al HaKois, and even when one is being Mevorech al HaKois, it's only to the person who he is making the Brocha al HaKois. Now, to Mevorech from this, that it's not about being Moitzi Shem Shemaim. Because if it would be about being Moitzi Shem Shemaim, why is the Kois relevant? When everyone is doing Berchus HaMozayin, whoever is saying the Bracha, he's being Moitzi Shem Shemaim. And the Sheiltas is clearly saying that when there's no Kois, there's no Tzoyrech L'Mayim Achroinim. So it's mashma from this, the Sheiltas is saying that the Chi of Netilas Mayim Achroinim is not because of being Moitzi Shem Shemaim, it's because since B'Shas Berchus HaMozayin, one has to go and do a Bracha ala Kois. So the one who's been Mezamen ala Kois and he has to be Magbiya ala Kois, if he's going to be Magbiya ala Kois with Yodayim Mezuhomois, with dirty, greasy hands, that's a Bizoin for the Bracha. And that's why the Shulda says that this Chiv is only for the Mezamein, because he is the one and only when one is doing Zimun ala Kois, because that's when the Saplo Halach applies. So if so, of course, the whole Kash of the Bach doesn't begin. The Bach was only asking, according to the Rabbeinu Yoina quotes from the Sheiltas, having said there's a Chile between the Moitzi, who is saying Shem Shemayim, and the others, and therefore he asked the Kashmir Koine. But now, according to what the Shilta says inside, that it's about being picking up the Kois. If so, of course, it's only a din in the Mevorech and not in anybody else. So Al Kaponim, as of now, we have discussed three shittas. The shitta of Toises is that my machroinim is only a choiva because of the sakana, but no mitzvah at all. According to the Talmid of Rabbeinu Yoina, my machroinim both has a chashivas of mitzvah and because of sakana. And according to the shittas, it depends who. The mevorech, he has the mitzvah as well, but everybody else only has because of sakana, and that's why, as far as everybody else, they can even do my machroinim after the suda. So as far as Bizman Azeh, according to Toises, since he holds that the chi of Mayim Achroinim is only because of Sakon, because of Melech Sadoimis, therefore nowadays, since we don't have Melech Sadoimis, says Toisvis, if so, there is no chi of Mayim Achroinim. The Rambam writes that even though Taka, like Toisvis says, that nowadays we don't have Melech Sadoimis, but one is concerned that maybe there may be other Melechs which also have this nature to blind the eyes, and therefore even Zman Azeh says the Rambam, we have a chi of Mayim Achroinim because of Sakon. The Rif says that the reason why nowadays, even though we don't have Melech Sadoimis, yet there's still a Chiv of Mayim Achroinim, that's because the Gemara later on of Kuvova Madalov says that Mayim Achroinim horgu sanefesh. The Gemara over there brings a story that because somebody hadn't done Mayim Achroinim, therefore led to Ritzicha. And therefore, even though there's no Melech Sadoimis, but one should still be Noeg Mayim Achroinim because of this other Chashash. according to Rabbi Yoina, then even if nowadays we don't have Melach Sadoimis, and therefore as far as the Sakono, there may not be a Chiyuv, but one would still have a mitzvah of Iskadishtem, V'Yisem Kadoshim. That explains the machlokes which we find in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Aleph, that L'chatzchila, the Machab brings down the Shitta, that even nowadays there is a Chiyuv Mayim Achronim. That's because of, either like the Rambam holds, even nowadays we have Melach Sadoimis, and for sure, according to the time of V'Yisem Kedoshim, that nowadays, of course, there's a mitzvah, and only later on, at the end of the Siman, he brings the Yesh Sovrim, which is the Shitta of Tosfos, that since nowadays there's no Melach Sadoimis, therefore there are, that don't have the minug of Mayim Achronim. So Tosis continues, and Tosis asks, that since Lemaisa, according to his Shitta, both Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah, and Mayim Achronim is a choiva, but since Lemaisa, you both mechuyev to go and do, so what Lemaisa is the nafkamin, which whether we call it a mitzvah or a choiva, both have to be done. So Tosis says two nafkaminis. First nafkamin, he quotes from Rabbeinu Tami's, nafkamin is, the Gemara in Erevin says, that B'Shas, Yidden go out for a Milchemes or a Shus, then they're potter from doing the Tilas Yodayim. If so, says Rabbeinu Tam, that's only as far as the mitzvah is a Ptur. But as far as the Netilah, which you're doing for Sakona, of course, here there's no Ptur, because it's a question of Sakonas and Fashis. And therefore, when you go out Milchemes or a Shus, so Mayim Rishonim, which is only a mitzvah you're potter from, whereas Mayim Achronim, which is done because of Sakona, one will have to go and do. And the second afkamina Tosis says is as far as making a bracha, and he says that Mayim Rishonim, since the mitzvah, therefore one can say on the Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah Yisov Tzivon al Tilas Yodayim, whereas Mayim Achronim, which is only done because of Sakana, therefore there will not be any bracha. The Meiri says another afkamina, what's the halacha if somebody only has enough water to do one atila? That since the Mayim Achronim is a choiva, which is a higher level of chiyuv, therefore one should be mevater and not do the atila of Yodayim of Mayim Rishonim. Rather, you should be koirach mapo. You should wrap around the shmata, around the bread, and eat it without touching the bread. In which case, one isn't b'di'evet chayim to go and do until it's your time. And rather keep the water for mayim achroinim. Other achroinim adam another nafkamina. That what would the halacha be? B'mokim sofik. So mayim rishon, which is only a chiyuv in drabbana, and therefore if it's a person's mesupik whether or not he's done it, he may be potter. Whereas mayim achroinim, since the question of sakona, therefore, the halach would be, you'd be mechuyev then to go along and to do mayim acharonim. The Gemara continues at the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara discusses that what we said, that mayim rishonim, noitlim bein b'chamin bein b'tzoinim, and the Gemara brings two lishonis. Lishna Kama holds that that will matter for mayim rishonim to use even chamin is only provided it's ein hayad tzoyled espoy. But once the mayim has reached the temperature of yad tzoyled espoy, then it's possible for mayim rishonim. Rashi explains, the reason for this is because once it's yad tzoyled espoy, it's nishtanu mitoyras mayim. It's had a chemical change and is no longer the same water it was beforehand, and therefore is now possible for Natilas Yodayim. Rikveig over here in Chidushim, clears, does this mean that only so long as it's Yatzi Ledespoi, so long as it has this temperature, that's when it's possible? Or maybe once it's been Ishtanu, then even afterwards, after it's cooled down, it should still be possible for Natilas Yodayim. And the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Kuf Beis, Sharatin Sivkot Lamed Ches, brings to the Prima Godim, that he understands that according to Rashi, since it's Nishtanu, even if afterwards it cools down, the halacha is, it'll still be possible for Netilas Yodayim. So that's a Gevald Gechumra, that according to the Rishonim, we'll soon see, who passing like Lishna Kama, according to them, any water, even though now it's Tzoynein, if it was ever went through a process of Bishl, this shall be possible for Netilas Yodayim. But the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings a second Lashon. The other Lashon paskins that the halacha is the Famayim Rishonim, even Yad Tzvilet Espoyim, is also kosher for Netilas Mayim Rishonim. And it's only for Mayim Achronim that we have this condition of Yad Tzvilet Espoyim. So the Shaila is, what exactly is the machloikis between the Lishna Basra? Why is the Lishna Basra argues the Lishna Kama? That means according to Rashi explained to us that the reason why according to Lishna Kama, when it's Yatsu Yiledespo, it's possible for Netilas Yodayim is because it's Nishtanu. So the Lishna Basra, does the Lishna Basra hold that we don't care if it's Nishtanu? And he holds, so long as it's Mayim, even if it's changed, it's still kosher for Netilas Yodayim. Oy Dilma, maybe of course the Lishna Basra would also be Moida that if it's Nishtanu, then it's considered possible for Netilas Yodayim. He just holds that Mayim Chaim, that's not called Nishtanu. If you find a different Shinoi, any other change which the water went through, maybe it also agrees it'll be possible. So the Beis Yosef in Kuf Samach brings from the Rash in Maseches Yodayim, that there the Rash is discussing why is it that water which has been done Melacha to is possible for Netilas Yodayim. So the Rashi explains the reason for this is because once you've done melacha with the mayim, then it's nishtan with teras hamayim, and therefore that's why it's possible. Asks the Beis Yosef. So the Rashi seems to be saying that the reason why mayim just been done melacha to is possible is because nishtanu. Asks the Rashi, but we don't pass in like lishna kama. And that where Rashi says that the mayim is nishtanu has become possible was only the lishna kama. But since we pass on like lishna basra, and according to lishna basra, even yatzei landis bayin is still kosher for netilas yodayim. So lachayir the Beis Yosef is understanding. If so, we don't pass on that there's an issue with being nishtanu, and therefore even melacha should also be kosher. Answers the Beis Yosef two tirutzim. First, Teretz Beis Yosef says that maybe we also paskin that there is a psul of nishtanu. It's only mayim chayim we hold is not nishtanu. That's the first Teretz. The second Teretz says the Beis Yosef says that maybe the Rash holds that we take a paskin ledina like lishna kama, and the Rash understands that the Rishon we paskin like lishna kama that even mayim chayim yatziletzis but is also possible. So lachar these two tirutzim of the Beis Yosef are the two tzedakim we mentioned before. And the first Teretz of the Beis Yosef is saying that both lishna kama and lishna basra both agree that nishtanu is an issue. Just the lishna kama holds even mayim chayim is called a shinui, whereas the lishna basra holds mayim chayim is not called a shinui, but melacha that is called a shinoi. Whereas the Kondi Lishna Basra, Beis Yosef's understanding that the machloek is from the Lishna Kam Lishna Basra is there bechalal a concept of shinoi. And therefore, since the Rash says that mayim, which is malach, has been done to it, is possible because of shinoi, that can only be because he paskins like Lishna Kama. And he holds that even Yad Tzeled is also possible, and therefore, for the same reason, mayim, which is malach, has been done to it, shall also be possible. The Gemara continues on Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, Emtzoim Rishus. Then tinas yodayim, which a person will do be'emtza asuda, that's not a mitzvah, and it's not a choyva, it's a rishus. Amr Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman, when do we say that tinas yodayim be'emtza asuda is a rishus? That's only said be'in tavshil le'tavshil. Only when you're doing the netila between one tavshil and another tavshil, that's when the netila yodayim is rishus. Aval be'in tavshil le'gvino, if you're doing the netila yodayim between the tavshil and the gvino, then it's choyva. So Tosef here in Dibra Maschil, Loishonu, brings two shittas in the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. The shitta of Rashbam is that what we say, that Emtza's Rishos has only been Tavshil or Tavshil, says Rashbam, these two Tavshilim we're talking about over here must be either both Gevina or both Basar. That's when we say the Netilas Rishos. But when one is Gevina and the other is Basar, then it depends. If the first one was Basar and then Gevina, then it won't even help you to do Netilas Yadayim, because as we learned on Amud Aleph, then you have to wait till the Suda Acheres. After eating a Tavshil of Basar, one is forbidden to eat Gvino, even with Netilas Yadayim, until the next Suda. Bal Korchov, says Rashbam, one has to be matrik the Gemara. And when it says, Avol bein Tavshil Gvino Choyva, this doesn't mean after the Tavshil of Basar and then to Gvino. This means, Avol bein Tavshil to the Gvino which you ate beforehand, you ate the Gvino first, and now you want to have Tavshil of Basar, that's when Aloch is, Netilas Yodayim is Choyva. That's how Rashbam learns the Gemara. But Rabbi Natan asks two kashas on this pshat. Firstly, he says, if when Rav Nachman says bein tavshil tavshil, this means both tavshilim are of basar, so why at all are you doing netila? Since they're both basar, there's no need to do netila at all. Secondly, he says, the way Rabbi Natan is matcha the Gemara is very shveh, because when it says bein tavshil ligvino is mashma, you're having the gvina after you have the tavshil shabasar. And Rashbam seems to go and say in such a case, the netila sedayim wouldn't even help. So Rabbi Natan argues with Rishbam, and he suggests that even though the halacha is the taka after eating basar mamash, when it's forbidden to eat gevino til suda acheres, that's only because you had basar mamash. But our Gemara is talking about a tavshil shel basar, but there's no basar ben, it's only a tam of basar. And that's what Rabbi Nachman says as follows, that being tavshil a tavshil, if you're having a tavshil of basar, and then you're having a tavshil of gevino, so neither of the two tavshilim have either basar or gevino ben, it's just a tam basar and a tam of gevino. Then there's no chiyuv netilas yodayim at all. It's still rishus, because since the first tavshil is basar, so therefore there is an inyan to go and do netilas yodayim before you have the seventh tavshil, which is the tam of gvino. Aval bein tavshil gvino, but if you had a tavshil of basar and now you haven't gvino mamish b'en, then avada d'aloch is even though the first tavshil didn't have basar mamish, it was only a tam of basar, but now that you haven't gvino mamish, then it's a choyva. Then you have a choyv to go and do netilas yodayim. So that's the machlokes between the Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam. Tosfos, at the bottom of the previous Amud, when Tosfos was discussing as far as the making of bracha of Mayim Achronim, so he says that there's no need to make a bracha of Mayim Achronim, that's because it's sakona.
So Tosfos there points out, but over here in our Gemara, when it says, Ben tafshil shabos legvino choyva, here the question arises, that since over here the reason why you're doing the Tilas Yudayim is because of a din, not just because of sakona, so why tak would there not be a chiv, why would there not be a brocha over here? Because it's a mitzvah, it's a Netilas Yudayim which you're choyva to go and do. Why is this any different to the Netilas Yudayim which you do at the beginning of the Suda? So Mishleim at the end of the Suda, Ma'an Achroin, Ma'kunda, Shitsa Tosfos, that's only because of Melech Sedoinis. So it's only a question of sakona. We understand there's no bracha, but over here, Ben tavshil, Shabosar, Ligvina, where it's a choyvim, choyv to go and do, make your adin, why is there no Netilas Yudayim? So Tosfos answers and says, the reason why there's no chiv Netilas Yudayim is because it's only a hechsher achile. Since you're not doing it because of a chiyuv, you're only doing it because you want to make yourself allowed to go and continue eating the gvino. So the Tosfos compares this and says this is similar to that when you do nikur hagid or malicha san basar, but those are also dinim where you can't go and eat the basar until you've done malicha, taking out the dam, or you're taking out the gid. And nevertheless, we don't find making a bracha. The Tosfos says, because since it's only a hechsher achila, that's why you wouldn't make a bracha. For the same principle, says Tosfos over here as well. Since over here, what you're doing over here is just being noitli your daim, just to be matter yourself, to allow to go and eat the gvino, therefore there's no bracha. So Rabbi Kreger points out and asks, well if so, why is it that we find you make a bracha al shchita? Shchita is also a hefshir achila. Shchita is also only to be matter achila. So what's the nafkah between the melicha of the dam, or the natila to allow to eat gvino, or the shchita which allows you to eat the basar? We should say as well, since it's only hefshir achila, one shouldn't make a bracha. And there, avat daloche is, you do make a bracha. So explains Rikweger like this. He says, there's a chil between shchita and all the other ones mentioned over here, melicha, nikur, and netila. That's because all the ones over here mentioned in Tosfos are all just to separate the issa from the heta. Melicha. You have a shchiticha basar, which is motu b'achila. Just there's dam inside, so you have to take the melicha to extract the dam, and with that to separate the issa, which is the dam, from the heta, which is the basar. Nikur hagid, same thing. You have the basar, which is motu. You have to take out the gid to allow the basar to be eaten without being nichsha on the issa gid. And the same is over here as well with natila. Since you're just doing natila to take away the pieces of basar, of the tam of basar, which may be stuck to your hand, so therefore it's just taking away the isra of basar before you begin to eat the gvina. Whereas shchita says to be kveger there, the whole behema before shchita is asa b'achila, and you're doing the shchita to be matir something which is completely asa. Of here says to be kveger, even if it's hechsher achila, but since it's being matir something which is asa beforehand, that's why the halachas one must make a bracha. And the same says to be kveger is also about afroshas trumas and maestros, but there as well, before the afroshas truma, everything was tevel, which is kulei asur. And the maisa which you're doing now, true it's being mashir b'achila, but since it's actually coming to be mati, what was previously asur, therefore, the din is, you have to go and make a bracha. Ma'am Shif says slightly differently. He says that shchita is different posture because since we find mfurish in the Torah, psukim about shchita, that itself gives a chashivas and is machai the bracha. Whereas all the other ones, melicha, nikra, and natila, since we don't find them before in the Torah, therefore, there we say, it's only hechsher achila, and there's no tzorech to go and make a bracha. Kol tov.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.